Test 5A, 5B. Listening. Speaker 1.
Can you believe it? It rained every day we were there. I wasn't expecting the weather to be brilliant, but I thought it would be a bit warmer because we went in July. I took all the wrong clothes and managed to catch a cold. I had to spend a couple of days in bed and missed out on a lot of the sightseeing.
Speaker 2.
My family and I had such a lovely holiday last Christmas. We decided to go skiing in Scotland. When we arrived, the sun was out and it was really warm. As a result, there was absolutely no snow whatsoever. But overnight, the snow came, lots of it, and we had perfect conditions for the rest of the week. We had a happy Christmas too, with lots of good food.
Speaker 3.
Portugal is well worth a visit, but you should avoid going at Easter. It is such a popular destination at that time of year, you have to book somewhere to stay before you go. My friend Diana and I made the mistake of buying flights only to Lisbon, and so we spent a lot of our time on the phone trying to find guest houses with rooms available. It would have been better to go on an all-inclusive city break.
Speaker 4.
I was feeling a little anxious because I was travelling on my own and was arriving in Paris late at night. Fortunately, the friend I was staying with gave me detailed notes on how to get to her house. But I got on the underground to find out that some of the stations were closed. I ended up getting a taxi instead.
Speaker 5.
When I went on a package holiday to Spain last year, I stayed in a hotel by the sea. It was a beautiful location, right on the beach, and when I arrived, I thought I was going to have the perfect holiday. Well, almost. I was so disappointed with the quality of the meals. Next time, I will only pay for bed and breakfast, not full board. It's better to eat out in restaurants.
Speaker 6.
If you ever go on a city break, take my advice. Go for more than 2 days. It is so exhausting if you want to see everything. When I was in Istanbul a few years ago, I took a lot of photos of the main attractions, so I had a lot of impressions to share with my friends when I came back. But the 2 days I was there were really hectic and hardly pleasurable.
Speaker 1.
Can you believe it? It rained every day we were there. I wasn't expecting the weather to be brilliant, but I thought it would be a bit warmer because we went in July. I took all the wrong clothes and managed to catch a cold. I had to spend a couple of days in bed and missed out on a lot of the sightseeing.
Speaker 2.
My family and I had such a lovely holiday last Christmas. We decided to go skiing in Scotland. When we arrived, the sun was out and it was really warm. As a result, there was absolutely no snow whatsoever. But overnight, the snow came, lots of it, and we had perfect conditions for the rest of the week. We had a happy Christmas too, with lots of good food.
Speaker 3.
Portugal is well worth a visit, but you should avoid going at Easter. It is such a popular destination at that time of year, you have to book somewhere to stay before you go. My friend Diana and I made the mistake of buying flights only to Lisbon, and so we spent a lot of our time on the phone trying to find guest houses with rooms available. It would have been better to go on an all-inclusive city break.
Speaker 4.
I was feeling a little anxious because I was travelling on my own and was arriving in Paris late at night. Fortunately, the friend I was staying with gave me detailed notes on how to get to her house. But I got on the underground to find out that some of the stations were closed. I ended up getting a taxi instead.
Speaker 5.
When I went on a package holiday to Spain last year, I stayed in a hotel by the sea. It was a beautiful location, right on the beach. And when I arrived, I thought I was going to have the perfect holiday. Well, almost. I was so disappointed with the quality of the meals. Next time, I will only pay for bed and breakfast, not full board. It's better to eat out in restaurants.
Speaker 6.
If you ever go on a city break, take my advice. Go for more than 2 days. It is so exhausting if you want to see everything. When I was in Istanbul a few years ago, I took a lot of photos of the main attractions, so I had a lot of impressions to share with my friends when I came back. But the 2 days I was there were really hectic and hardly pleasurable.